Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of September 27th, 2019. Thank you for joining us. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
And Erasmo is not only in Italy, but also in the control room because he splits his time. And H working with the show out of New York. And while we are back in our Miami studios this week, have no fear. We have a third week of coverage from IFA in Berlin. Interviews you have not heard yet because we talked to so many people this year, so many cool co-innovators, if you will, doing some really neat things and announcing some cool new products. But we wanted to at least set the stage here, if you will, for part three. A couple of big announcements as well. Number one is a brand new, updated, free Into Tomorrow app. And I'm sure by the time you hear this, you've already got it. You've already downloaded it because you've seen our posts on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that anti-social media stuff. But if not, now's your chance to go to your favorite app store.
I was the first iPhone to have it. Of course, that's because I was on the pre-release team.
Well, hello. So, yes, it's available for iPhones and us Androids as well. For your tablets, your smartphones, your chalkboards, whatever you'd like, as long as it can handle it digitally, just search those two words in your favorite app store. What two words do they search for?
Into Tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. And they're two separate words.
Yes.
So Into Tomorrow. And then be sure to snag it. Won't you consider giving us 5 stars while you're there? Maybe even a quick little review would be nice. No pressure. No requirement. But we check. No, but still, no pressure. But we'd love it if you'd at least do 5 stars and download the app and enjoy it. And participating from the app, stay tuned because we're going to do some separate special giveaways for those that participate using the app. And it's there for you now. Brand spanking new. We're very excited about that. So we hope you listen to that. And a whole bunch of IFA stuff coming up on the show the next 3 hours that you don't want to miss any of.
Lots of cool stuff.
And videos of all the radio interviews as well, so you can see all the products that we're talking about on the radio today. And how do you see those things?
You stop by our site at intotomorrow.com.
Okay. And look for IFA Part 3.
That. I'm coming off 3 weeks of Berlin coverage. My brain is fried. I'm surprised yours isn't more fried.
Well, thank you, because you just went to Berlin. But 3 days after we came back from Berlin, I went to China. And by the time you're hearing this, wait, am I still in China or no, I'm back now. Yeah, I'm back now after a week in China. Next week, we're going to have several interviews from CE China to present to you. So you want to stay tuned for that. But I'm the one that still, my body thinks it's Chinese time.
So you had like 2 20-hour breaks while you're sitting on a plane. I didn't stop working.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, 2 20-hour breaks sitting on a plane. Oh, they were breaks, all right. I wish I could sleep on a plane. But the other big announcement, we have another big announcement on today's broadcast having to do with IFA.
We do.
What might that be?
Dave's Top 10 is back.
Yes, it is. Well, not that it ever left, but we stopped doing Top 10 at CES because, boring.
Yeah, well, because there's really only 10 things to talk about at CES.
Yeah, well, we scrambled the last time to come up with 10 things. So we stopped that at CES, so we don't do that in January anymore. But at IFA Next, which was the edge of innovation at IFA, we certainly came up with a top 10 list to share with you. In no particular order, it's just a compilation, if you will, of the Into Tomorrow team's top picks after scouring the show floor. We were looking for all kinds of new and exciting, inventive, stimulating, innovative consumer tech products. We discovered a whole bunch at IFA Next in Berlin during the 2019 IFA show, and we present them to you at intotomorrow.com with a whole bunch of information, but we thought we'd share some of them with you this hour, and we'll share the remainder of them with you next hour, kind of a tease, if you will, but also a time constraint.
Yeah.
So what's among, again, no particular order, they're not numbered 1 through 10 or anything, but there's 10 items. What's one of the first ones that you want to chat about?
One of the ones I came across was a smartwatch that never has to be charged.
Which is pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, it's called the Power Watch, and it's actually charged by your body heat. So as you're wearing it, it uses your body heat, and they say it also has a little mini solar panel in there as sort of another way to get some power, but you never have to charge the smartwatch.
So if you're really hot, in yeah. whatever way you want to determine that to be, then your watch is charging at all times
yeah.
while it's on your body, which is particularly good if you want to use the sleep app part of that, because I have that too on my smartwatch, and once in a while I'll leave it on, but then I'm not charging the watch while it's on, you know, with my regular gear
yeah,
watch.
I mean, I have the same thing, and I've always wondered that, because I get so many notifications on my watch that the battery only lasts for a day, so yeah. I can't wear it at night to use the sleep stuff. This one, apparently, you can do that.
Pretty cool. And that's called the Power Watch. In this case, the Series 2, it's just under $500, but available now. So that's one of the cool things that we chatted about and awarded a top 10 at IFA Next. Another one is Food Marble Air. Now, all of these folks, by the way, not only did we scour the show floor to come up with the top 10 items, but we then invited them on the show to show us their products that we awarded. And Food Marble Air tracks digestive problems. And some of us have those kinds of issues and need to be concerned about it. This is a test that allows you to identify the food that you're unable to digest, maybe not even knowing what it is. It uses a breathalyzer-type device, which is really pretty cool. Again, we show you this on video. It's the first personal device of its kind designed to help the millions of us folks who experience digestive difficulties. Sells for $159, also available now. I share another one of the top 10 items.
How about the Mutrix Smart Audio sunglasses?
Oh, those were certainly among my favorites.
Yes, we actually tried those out. It doesn't sound like it would be really cool, but it's sunglasses with built-in audio or Bluetooth little speakers
yeah.
for like personal listening, and they actually sounded amazing.
They did, and they're little tiny speakers that are on the ear arm that you would put your sunglasses. Imagine your sunglasses going over your ear, and right in front of the ear, on the arm, are little tiny speakers built in. So, I mean, they're not obtrusive. Nobody knows what you're doing. And not only can you listen to your music, but you can make and receive phone calls. I mean, they're Bluetooth sunglasses.
I mean, how many sunglasses do you hear of with virtual 5.1 channel surround sound?
Yes. Well, these sunglasses have them. They also provide access to Siri and the Google Assistant. Works with your Bluetooth very easily. And they're actually sunglasses, too, I might add. They're $129 and available now. We show them to you as well on video. Is that this week? Or last
week? This week.
That's this week coming up.
So show this week.
On today's show, but it's all there for you at intotomorrow.com. And we're sharing with you, if you just joined us, the Dave's Top 10 list, if you will, from IFA Next. Products that we decided to award as being extra innovative, different, unique, fun, cool consumer tech products. This next one, I've getting a big kick out of, and I really hope that they do send us one for in our studio.
Yeah, because when you start thinking about touchscreen control panels, you don't think wood.
Yeah. We can't touchscreen wood. Right. Oh, yes,
but
you can.
This is an LED control panel made out of wood. And mm-hmm. when it's not showing the display, it looks like a normal piece of wood. But then when you touch it, it comes up with all the information you want, to be able to change your thermostat and read emails and send messages and receive messages.
Yes. Have you checked the weather? I mean, just imagine like a very colorful, nice-looking 2x4 on your wall as a conversation piece. And people are going to say, why do you have a hunk of wood on the wall? Oh, tap it. What? No. Go ahead. Touch it. And you tap it. Oop. The time is displayed, the weather's displayed. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it also has a built-in microphone with Google Assistant, so it'll also be a smart speaker as well.
Yes. And see, that I thought that was an extra step that they took to make it more award-worthy, if you will, because now it's useful in many different ways. Sure, as a display conversation piece, very nice, but at $550, yikes. Yeah. I thought the price was a bit steep, but like anything else with brand-new technology, early adopters pay the most for it. They said it'll be available this coming January, and perhaps the price will have gone down by then or shortly thereafter. But still unique and award-winning.
Yes.
And certainly another award-winning product that we've been very happy with and talk a lot about on the show is True Wireless Earbuds. Now, a lot of companies were showing those, but Jabra we continue to be very impressed with. And their Elite 75T is their newest one, smaller, better battery life than their previous models. And these earbuds provide 7.5 hours on a single charge and up to 28 hours if you include the charging case, if you had charged it fully.
They're supposed to be out in October, so we'll wait and see. And I think they're about $200, which is pretty much in line with the 65T price point.
So. Yeah, good.
But smaller, longer battery life for the same price.
And one of our listeners already asked on the video where we're showing these and everything else that we talked about at IFA at intotomorrow.com already asked about is there an active version for sports enthusiasts and stuff. And I'll be darned, I failed to ask that during the interview. But I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure. When they came out with the 65T, it was then about halfway through the year, they then came out with the active version of that. So I would expect that they would do the same thing with the 75T.
Okay, very cool. So available, you said, this October, which is basically this month already. I mean, it will be next week.
I believe they said October 18th, I think, was when it would go on sale on Amazon.
Oh, okay, for $200.
Yeah.
And you're right, that is kind of in line with the other cost for Bluetooth earbuds, good quality ones. But these we awarded and we find highly recommended. And we want to know what you think. We're going to mention the other five awards from IFA next hour, so don't miss, in our third hour, because there's so many guests we're trying to get on the show this week, we don't want you to miss a minute of it. Be sure to get our new Into Tomorrow app, and of course, call us with any questions you may have about anything involving consumer tech at this number.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
IFA, the world's most significant technology marketplace. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. We're presenting you 3 weeks worth of coverage. There are so many people to talk to and talk about, so many cool products to share with you that we are bringing you 3 weeks worth of IFA coverage on Into Tomorrow. And this IFA special from Berlin, Germany, brought to you in part by Tiffen. From stabilizers to filters, visit TIFFEN.com to shop the latest camera gear. By TWI Group, take the guesswork out of your trade show shipments. Simplify with TWI. Visit TWIGroup.com. And by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, the word radio to 35,000. And, you know, we talk about internet access and people like me that literally travel the world to bring you Into Tomorrow. Our next guest is not only a Wi-Fi provider that keeps travelers connected around the world through their awesome mobile hotspots powered by vSIM technology, among other things, but they are always taking care of us. I have been using their products, full disclosure, for as long as they've had them, because we do travel a lot, and staying connected has become more critical than ever. The president of SkyRoam, you hear me talking about SkyRoam on the show regularly, is Eric Plamm. Eric, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Well, Dave, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, and it's been years, I understand. A few years ago we had you on the show.
Don't know
why it's been so long, but it's given us an opportunity to use your products even more. And now you've got a brand new one. So let me show the audience, and if you're listening on the radio, have no fear. All of our all of our interviews are also available on video, so come by at your leisure, intotomorrow.com. And here's the original Solus. I mean, it's not your original product because you've had a few iterations.
That's right.
But this one was awfully helpful to us in many ways around the world.
That's good.
And as good as this was, you made it better.
That's exactly right.
And tell me about the new Solus X.
Happy to. So the one that you're holding right there, that's the original Solus, as you call it, and that was our first 4G hotspot. And the value proposition there is still strong. We still sell this product. And really what it does is it gives our users our Wi-Fi connection all around the world in over 130 countries.
Nice.
Very simple, easy to use. You don't need to bring a SIM card because all of the data is included in the package. What you do is you buy the product and then you pay for the data as you go. So it's a very simple way to stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we've done, Dave, is we've introduced a new product that we call Solus X. I'd like to explain the differences.
Sure.
It's smaller. It's lighter. It's about two-thirds the size and weight. So it's a lot easier to put in your pocket this time.
And it has a camera.
And
it has a light. I mean, it's just better in every way.
It is. It's a beautiful device, and it has a lot of different features in it that the original Solus didn't have. So we call this actually the world's first smart spot. And
oh,
I'd like
I
to explain what a smart spot is.
Well, first of all, it gets people's attention when you say smart spot. Because, I mean, let's face it, there's a plethora of MiFi devices, if you will, or portable hotspots and things like that. But now to have a smart spot makes a big difference.
It does. So I can explain a couple of features. So you might be asking, why does it have a camera in it?
Yes, I did ask that the first time. I thought, well, that's clever, but why?
It's a remote selfie stick. Think of it this way. Right, when you're traveling around the world, you're with friends, you might be in a remote location or somewhere where you can't ask somebody to take your photo. This is a very simple way to place our Solus hotspot on a shelf or a fence or a wall and look at it, say cheese, and with your own camera, you can snap a photo from any distance away.
Yeah.
So it's really an additional feature for travelers who are moving around and checking different sites out.
And you know, one of the other uses I found for it in our own broadcast booth is when we are away at night, though they provide a security guard because we've got a lot of broadcast equipment. One night, I just put it up and accessed it periodically because it also has video.
That's right.
And then I was able to actually see our broadcast booth when no one else was around and the hall was dark and empty, but I saw everything I needed to.
Right. And this is that's a great use case. And we're looking at we're going to be adding in the coming months additional features. This is really a platform for us to develop and add new features for our customers. So you mentioned one. We're going to have surveillance camera, nanny cam, dash cam, or maybe even sports cam for your motorcycle or your bike.
Whoa.
So these are all things that we're going to be adding into this platform over the coming months. And this makes it very versatile.
Oh, for sure. And they both are also power stations.
That's right.
I mean, your cell phone's running low. Uh-oh. Well, hey, you got your Solus with you. It can help power your cell phone.
Yeah. When people are traveling, what they find is they're always short two things, data and power. And so both of these hotspots that we have offer both data power bank and also Wi-Fi all around the world.
And what are we talking in terms of cost so we can give our audience an idea? And are there different plans for them both? It seems like the original Solus are day plans. Is that still the case? And then the new one is based on amount of data that you need.
Yeah, actually, we have three different plans.
Okay.
And all three are available with both of our devices.
Oh, good.
And so we have one plan where you just buy per gigabyte.
Okay.
A flat $9 per gigabyte. But I just want to point one thing out. When you're traveling overseas, that's a pretty competitive rate.
Yes.
Usually carriers charge quite a lot of extra money per day to use data. So this is a very competitive way to stay connected when you're traveling.
Yeah.
The other plan, we call a day pass. That's a flat $9 for the day. Now, a little bit of disclosure there. After about a gigabyte or so, we do slow the speed down. But this plan is perfect for people who are very cost conscious. They don't want to go over $9 a day.
Sure.
So we have two options. You could choose either one.
And that is a 24-hour day. It's not like, you know, 9 to 5 and then forget it. No. It's 24 hours. So utilize it, you know, deal with it however you need to in terms of your access and requirements and whatever you need to do, and it'll do the job.
It will, exactly.
Yeah.
And our last plan is $99 a month. And this is for really frequent travelers, people who are really moving around the place.
Which is probably the plan I should be on because there's too much. I only found out yesterday I knew that 3 days after IFA, we're back in Miami, but 3 days later, I'm in China. Yeah. So that'll come in handy. And then I just found out yesterday that the week and a half after that, I'm back in Japan. And again, the Solus X is going to be my connection to the world there as well. And where it's necessary, like China. It works well with my VPN, too. So virtual private network is not a problem. It's a connection, and it'll get you wherever you need to be.
That's exactly right.
So I'm loving it. Congrats on the product, and especially the new product. You're, I think, the only guest we've had here where, even though you brought product to show, I already had it.
And we're so thankful that you use it. Yeah,
it's our pleasure, and glad to talk about it, too. SkyRoam.com for more information, just like it sounds, SkyRoam.com. You'll see all about the Solus models, but especially check out the new Solus X. It's really awesome. And Eric, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here.
Thank you too, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow here on the Advanced Media Network.
Need top marketing talent at a fraction of the cost of marketing agencies? Code Orange gives clients access to top marketers, brand experts, designers, website and mobile app developers, and search engine marketing pros that work for you as an extension of your team. Our experts have worked with brands like Coca-Cola, the X Games, Chanel, Carnival, Twix, and Samsung. Whether your company is big or small, we're your marketing department on demand. Learn more at codeorange.com.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This year's IFA keynote program features industry visionaries from companies like Huawei, Qualcomm, Roku, and several others who are shaping the future of consumer tech. So by all means, stay tuned for much more information. This Into Tomorrow IFA special from Berlin, Germany, by the way, is brought to you in part by Jabra, your engineered-for-purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit Jabra, J-A-B-R-A.com, for more. By Tiffin, shop the latest must-have camera accessories. Visit Tiffin.com, that's T-I-F-F-E-N.com. And by our friends from I'll Call Communications. For small business phones, just tell them I'll Call. Visit I-S-L-E-Call.com. One of the world leaders in cyber protection, our next guest joins us to tell us how they're helping to solve safety, privacy, authenticity, and security challenges. First time I've seen it as SAPAS. Well, there you go. We'll talk about that. The Senior Director for Channel Prosumer and Business with Acronis is Alexander Pantos. Alexander, welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thanks very much for the invite.
It's our pleasure. Always important to talk about security and privacy and safety and all of those kinds of things that we have to deal with. And I just figured we should certainly get a little update from you about what the latest is from Acronis.
Absolutely. So I'm very proud to announce that we just very recently released the latest product of Acronis TrueImage, version 2020. So I even had a chance to bring a box for you, fresh from the press, if you will.
A fresh box, hermetically sealed until we ripped off the plastic so we don't have glare on camera. And again, on camera, because all the radio interviews, of course, from IFA in Berlin are also on video at intotomorrow.com. So I like the True Image 2020. It's like you're looking into tomorrow because it's not quite 2020 yet, but you're there.
We're there. we're there, and most importantly, our customers should be there too. So in our world, we're surrounded by data, and the amount of data that we create is actually exponentially growing. So what's not growing is the sensitivity for what actually happens with your data. So what happens if my phone breaks, if my computer breaks? What's happening to my private data? A lot of people think they are stored somewhere in different clouds, but cloud in this case is more storage. It's not a backup. Right. And so what we offer with TrueImage is a full protection solution for all those sort of like vectors that you just very nicely mentioned with a short, nice acronym of SAPAS.
Yes. And I really had not heard SAPAS before. And we talk about in 24 years on the air, we remind our audience all the time about security. But But the whole idea of safety, privacy, authenticity, security, I mean, they are challenges that a lot of us consumers kind of take for granted and figure, oh, it's not going to happen to me.
Until it happens. Exactly. That's the whole point. And sort of like we are now trying to sort of like generate a bit of awareness in that field. And we actually want to make it super easy. So we are also the inventors of the one-click backup, which means you install the software. You don't even have to know about technology, how that works. It will just be there. And I actually like to compare it a bit without making too much advertising for it, but with a product called Time Machine from Apple. They also brought it in a very nice and appealing way to the Mac users. Now, not everyone can afford a Mac or want to use a Mac, and a Windows system is also very good. I have to admit, I was actually ripped off my Surface from my colleague. So I actually wanted to actually show it on the Surface because I assume that's probably... the Windows users in the majority are should actually be looking at it.
Sure, because I'm wondering why we have a MacBook Pro to talk about the Windows version.
The good news is it's exactly the same. So it's just another look and feel. I mean, of course, we're integrating into the Mac operating system on the one side as well as we're integrating on the Windows operating system on the other side.
Gotcha. And that brings up the question, since we talk about true image, does it include the operating system, or are you basically backing up everything except that?
No, you have the full choice. So the one-click backup would actually include all of that and essentially back up your whole system. And you can choose if it's going to be local on an external hard drive. And nowadays, maybe an SSD drive. Those are actually getting pretty small these days.
Pretty small and fortunately considerably less expensive.
Exactly.
There's still more money, but easier to obtain.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And you can actually choose that. We also offer the Acronis Cloud. So we have data centers all across the world. It's Acronis-owned data center, so it's not rented in this case. And the beauty of that is with the new version, we introduced a technology called dual protection. So we'll make sure that we have a replication of your local backup also in the cloud. Uh-uh. So whatever might happen to your local backups, we have you fully covered because you also would have that backup in the Acronis Cloud. Another very important point is, we also offer, of course, encryption. And whilst standard encryption already nowadays is pretty good, like 256-bit encryption, but we went one step further because as part of the SAPA solution for our professional customers in the commercial field, we integrate even blockchain technology and notary services. And those also can be part of True Image, which then ensures that there is always and ever data integrity ensured of your backup. So whatever might happen to your computer, for sure we can grant it's not going to happen to your backup.
And especially if it's that, I mentioned again, the operating system, because I know a lot of folks in our audience say, I don't have any original disks or anything. So if something catastrophic happened to my computer, I've got to buy a new computer, and I want to know that Acronis True Image will allow me to get back in business, you know, get back up and running.
Exactly.
How much is it for those listening and watching the videos?
We are retailing at $49 or 49 euros.
Okay, I really thought you were going to tell me 100 something, because for all that it does and everything, the new features you were describing and everything, it's like, well, that costs money for you to develop, but you're selling enough of them that you can do it for $50, basically. And that's very handy. And, of course, more information can be obtained from Acronis.com, and it's very easy, Acronis. We'll get you there, too, of course, as always, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck here at IFA. There's so much to talk about and so many cool things, great networking opportunities as well.
I agree. Thanks very much, Dave.
Our pleasure.
Looking forward to come back.
Terrific. Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you Into Tomorrow, as we do every year. This is our 17th year broadcasting from this most important global consumer tech and appliance show from Berlin, Germany. Back with more here on the Advanced Media Network.
Pay paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7.
1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Scientists, artists, developers, researchers, and digital pioneers are all here discussing things like 5G, AI, VR, AR, blockchain, data privacy and security, data-driven smart tech, smart mobility, smart robots, and lots more, all part of IFA 2019 here in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us. This Into Tomorrow special from Berlin, by the way. You never know, we're doing so many interviews, I'm getting tongue-tied. Brought to you in part by Tiffin. All the camera accessories you need. Shop now at TIFFEN.com. By HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text radio to 35,000. That's the word radio to 35,000. And by SkyRoam. Provided by SkyRoam, you want to get secure global Wi-Fi in the palm of your hand, around town, or around the globe. Visit SkyRoam.com. Our next guest here at IFA in Berlin is making encrypted HDD hard drives, USB devices with Bluetooth, and even keypad unlocking on some very cool USB devices, among other things. Raj Chagger, am I saying that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Thank you for sales and operations with Secure Data. Raj, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm really well, Dave. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. You do something very unique that is helping a lot of people to secure their data. Tell me first about Secure Data as a company.
For sure.
Let's get into some of the goodies.
Yeah, so we've been around since 2007, so quite a while now. And we're essentially a data recovery company, and we also do digital forensics as well. Our latest innovation, which we launched last year, is essentially a set of storage devices, and they are what we call secure drive devices. And
as the one you have here, apparently.
Absolutely.
If you're listening on the radio, I've yet to see the video, don't worry. But when you have a moment, be sure to visit intotomorrow.com, or you'll see the videos on our new updated app as well. Just snag the Into Tomorrow app, and you'll see the videos of all the radio interviews we're doing. So this secure drive, very sleek looking, very cool thing. I like three easy steps. There you go. You plug in the USB connector, you enter a PIN, it's unlocked, and you've got all your data that you need. And it's so small, it's easy to travel with.
Absolutely, it is. And you know what, Dave? These days, people are so conscious of the fact that they store very sensitive data, they carry it around, and they want that additional security. So, you know, what if you lose your hard drive, you know, and someone else accesses your sensitive data? You know, it's something which is a big concern for people domestically and also for corporates as well, who have a lot of sensitive information.
Yeah, because we all tend to carry sometimes, just when we're traveling, a little USB drive in our pocket, and it's like, that's helpful, that's wonderful, but very insecure if we've got any sensitive data.
For sure.
You've got that covered in terms of these types of things as well, right?
Absolutely. So basically, we have this product here, which is basically our secure drive, which is a Bluetooth drive. Mm-hmm. The way that you unlock this is by using your mobile phone. Ah. So your mobile phone connects via Bluetooth, and it will unlock the drive. So it's completely secure from that perspective. It's also what we call FIPS Level 3140-2 compliant as well, and that's an accreditation which we receive from the American government, which enables its robusticity in terms of the software, the hardware, and also its integrity as well, its physical integrity as a product. So it's one of the highest accreditations that we receive. So the other really cool thing about it is the fact that if, for example, you're on the move and you lose this particular hard drive, I can actually, from my mobile phone, or even contact my administrator in my company, and he can delete that hard drive.
Oh,
so
good.
If it falls into the wrong hands, you can completely wipe the hard drive. So you have the security of knowing your data has not fallen into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
And even if it does, you know, no one can access the drive anyway.
So I mean, it's bad enough if you lose it, but the fact is you hopefully have a backup somewhere.
Absolutely.
Like our friend Ken Higgins has always helped us with over the years, backup, backup, backup. You can never backup.
back up
fantastic
enough to different
yes.
sources. And this is another great example about doing
for sure, that. For sure. And, you know, there is an automatic cloud backup facility which is available with this drive. And there's a couple of other really cool features built in. So we also have something called geofencing built in, which means you can actually, from an administrator's perspective, you can say this drive can only be used in San Diego, for example. So if you lose your drive on the way, you know that it can't be used. It can only be used in a certain location. And we use GPS in order to do that. And also we have time fencing built into them as well, which means you can only use them at a certain time. So there's some great useful functionality,
yeah,
especially for
features.
Corporates who carry that kind of sensitive data.
And I like the secure USB, the ability to unlock it just from your smartphone. So you still keep the USB drive in your pocket or your briefcase, wherever you need it. Unlock it with your smartphone.
Absolutely.
Cool. Now, there's another way to unlock a secure USB drive, and that's with the keypad built onto the USB, as we're showing now on the video.
For sure, for sure. And this is our keypad range of products. So, obviously, the Bluetooth ones are the one I've just gone through. We also do keypads. So, essentially, you can set a passcode yourself. You can type that in, and it will unlock the drive for you. So it's a very basic, a very straightforward functionality on that one.
And, of course, the capacity to back up your important data, keep it secure, and keep it private. You can get more information at securedrive.com. Very easy to remember, too, because you want to secure your drives. Securedrive.com. Raj, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here in Berlin.
Dave, my pleasure. Thank you for seeing me. Have a great rest of the show.
Thank you. You too. And say hi to our buddy Ken.
I will do. All the very best.
Terrific. SecureDrive.com for more. We will, of course, link you there when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. You'll be able to see Raj and all of his cool products and the full video of all of the radio segments from Berlin. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Our next guest here at IFA, as we thank you for tuning in to tomorrow, produces high-end sound systems that show an unusual design device. And this is certainly one that not only do you want to hear about on the radio, I mean, we're talking sound, hello, but you want to see. So be sure to visit intotomorrow.com for this video and all videos of all the cool products we're talking about and showing you at IFA. Yeah, you never know. I've been doing 100 interviews here. It's the end of one of the days, and it gets tiring sometimes, but love it. It's a passion for what we do. Be sure to check out our website and our new Into Tomorrow app. It's the new updated app, so get that from your app store. You can hear the radio show. You can see all the videos from there as well. But the gentleman is the head of marketing with Copra. High-end sound systems, COPRA is the company. Max Zubenko. Max, welcome into tomorrow. How are you doing, sir?
Hello, Dave, and it's great, great, great exhibition, and I like it.
We always judge the popularity of a show, how good it is, a trade show, as we travel the world, covering them for 24 years on the air now, by folks like you saying, it's a very good show. I'm tired, but it's a great show, great contacts, great networking, great opportunities. Tell me a little bit real quick about Copra.
So it's a Ukrainian brand, and we are producing high-end sound systems. And the main our main idea is produce sound systems without compromise.
Oh, very nice. So, yes. Such as your new speaker system that you're showing here.
Yeah, yeah. It's Copra Hitra. So you can see the flexible heads, why it's flexible. Because usually our clients buy this system for the penthouses or huge houses. And in this case, they have some really complex rooms. I mean, it could be empty. It could be with some really unusual form. And these flexible heads help our customers to create their own audio scene.
Thus the flexibility of these individual speakers.
Yes.
They're coming out. Imagine, for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video, imagine like a big planter. Huh?
Yes.
And instead of flowers or leaves coming out, you've got speakers coming out. And you can adjust the arms of these speakers to aim in the area of the room where you need that sound. Yeah?
Yes, we can create some additional reflections, and these reflections can change your feel of the sound. If you close your eyes before, you can change the positions, and it can change how you can feel the sound.
Wow. And I imagine the bass has got to be a subwoofer?
Yes, aha, you're totally right. And yeah, it made with... it's from polymer concrete. It's like stone.
Yes, I was going to say, which probably also means it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, because we hide there two speakers with different frequencies. Oh. And that's why we have really soft bass. And the second reason, the same with like the reason with coconuts, they have a foam. I mean, this egg, I mean, where is the bass hidden? And the coconut foam is great for their length of the wave.
So I imagine these things you're referring to as coconuts, the individual speakers are probably mid-range mostly.
Yes, mid-range.
And then a twitter at the very top, which again can also be adjusted so that you've got the sound you need where you need it.
Yes.
Very cool. Totally. Is this available now?
Yes, we sell it now, and we have partners in Berlin now.
Okay.
And the first market was in Ukraine. And now we are looking for and make deals with partners all around the world.
Well, it makes sense since you are from the Ukraine that it started there. Very good.
You know, sometimes people started business in Ukraine and have deal only with USA, for example.
Yeah. Well, very true. And do you have a price in U.S. dollars?
It's about 20,000 euros.
Okay, 20,000 euros. So it's probably 21,000 U.S. dollars, more or less.
Yeah.
Either way, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. So do check them out at copra.ua, copra.ua from the Ukraine. Thus the .ua. Max, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Very cool, and continued good luck, because I can understand why you say it's a high-end system for these more fancy condominiums or something.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're lucky enough to have one of those, you should certainly have the Copra system with it. Intotomorrow.com for more, and by all means, come and see this speaker, too. It's very, very cool. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow from Berlin, Germany, on the Advanced Media Network.